Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Wednesday, the 4th of October 2023. Today's topic is Beyond Natural Health. Our text today is taken from Judges chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Verse 8. Then Manoah entreated the Lord, and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us, and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah her husband was not with her. Verse 10. And the woman made haste, and ran, and showed her husband, and said unto him, Behold, the man hath appeared unto me, that came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose, and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said unto him, Art thou the man that spakest unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. Verse 14. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. Key verse. Judges chapter 13, verse 14. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. Experts in medical science warn pregnant women to avoid the use of tobacco, alcohol, and hard substance. Even minor abuse of such substance can cause health issues in the baby, including short and long-term conditions or death. The angel in our text came to Manoah and his wife with good news, that they will have a son after many years of waiting. However, the angel warned Manoah's wife against taking strong drink and eating anything unclean during her pregnancy. This was partly due to the special consecration required for the child, who will be a Nazirite to God, from the womb to the day of his death. This is in addition to health reasons necessary for the well-being of the baby and his mother. A higher consecration was required of those who took the vow to be Nazirites in the Old Testament. They were required to be consecrated to God, avoid eating or drinking anything unclean or alcoholic. They equally do not cut their hair as a condition of their special covenant with God. Under the New Testament, all believers are priests and princes unto God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Therefore, as holy saints of God, we are required to be consecrated unto God throughout our lives on earth. Some believers do not appreciate that living a holy life and maintaining the sanctity of the marriage vow, being humble and lowly, are requirements for those who are ministers in God's vineyard. They fail to realize that as God's vessels, we carry a special grace as people consecrated to project the life of Christ. We are carriers of His glory and anointing, required to function in His appointed service. Start seeing yourself that way from today. Thought for the day. Believers are carriers of God's glory. The Bible in 1 year. Hebrews chapters 10-13. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.